702. The Friday Mix. Food.
So excited to be talking to a world-renowned chef who joins us now in studio all the way from Malaysia. And we're talking food, especially food that helps to heal the body, cooking in such a way that you're able to nourish your body. Her name is Geeta Rashmandas, and she's a celebrity chef here in South Africa for a couple of days. Geeta, it's lovely to have you here.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here. San Bonani.
Ah, so in the couple of hours that you've been here, you're already mastering the language.
Trying very hard. I love it. I mean, I love the people here. They're so friendly. They're so nice.
Yes.
It's great to be here.
You know, I was looking at your life story. It's so, so interesting because you started off as you studied law and you became a successful lawyer. Then you had to leave Singapore to move to Malaysia with your husband.
Correct.
And because you couldn't practice law there, you got into cooking.
That's right.
And you just loved it from the get-go.
Yep. I was voted most likely to succeed in corporate life.
Oh.
In school, in law school. And then I ended up in the kitchen. And my mother was the most surprised person because I never used to cook at all.
Yeah. And you built a school. You have, you teach. There was so much that's so much that's coming out of your school, but all of this was interrupted with the breast cancer diagnosis.
That's right. That's much later, but it was.
So what did that do to your thoughts around what we consume, what we put into our bodies?
Well, it made me realize that we really need to be eating properly, of course. And when I got breast cancer, I think that the way I ate influenced myself a lot and really helped me to maintain that. Of course, I became even more strict with myself.
Right.
And also with teaching other cancer survivors, which I did in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing classes for as a community project for cancer patients there as well.
Right. So, and you took quite an interest in whole grains, for instance, because we eat so much refined foods.
Yes.
But often those are deemed as just not sexy, not exciting. And meanwhile,
well, I made them sexy. I made them exciting. And that was one of the reasons why I think that a lot of people loved my food.
Mm-hmm.
Because I kept telling them that healthy does not mean it's uninteresting.
Doesn't mean boring.
Yep.
Right.
Absolutely. Healthy can still be tasty.
And
healthy
often you can feel your body craving something healthy, something that is nutritional.
Flavorful. Yeah. I think that the whole key is you need to have food that is flavorful.
Mm-hmm.
When food is flavorful, everybody wants to eat it.
Yeah.
It could be a whole grain as well.
Yeah.
See, so we can make it sexy in our own ways. And I think
you're
the
one to follow because that's the challenge. That's the challenge for a lot of us. Now, you started your school. This was what, in 2012, Culinary Capers Academy.
No, Culinary Capers started in 2004 first.
Oh, wow.
But at that time, it was just an ordinary school. I loved all the eclectic cuisines. And in fact, Cape Malay was one of the cuisines that I learned.
Yes, and it's influenced our cuisine.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, so I had friends who had come down from South Africa and who were living in Malaysia at that time, expatriates here. And they taught me how to make some stuff.
Yes.
One of them being, I was telling Gavin this, Kirk sisters. So I knew what a Kirk sister was even before I came here. Okay. So it's meant to be, I guess.
Yes.
So,
no, the Cape Malay style of cooking is really part of what we consider as that South African way of cooking. South African, it's quintessentially South African food. Now, you're here in South Africa. So what will you be doing? Will you be taking us through classes on how we can make healthy food more exciting?
I don't know whether I have the time to do that, but I'm actually here to do a seminar. It's called Money, Wealth and Business.
Oh.
And I'm going to be giving a 15-minute speech down there. And it is my life story, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called In Pursuit of Inner Peace and Happiness.
Oh, and how we can achieve that through food.
Not so much through food, but through a lifestyle.
Right.
A different lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think food is only one part of what I am passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm passionate about changing our lives in not just the food part, because that's the physical well-being. But now I'm talking about the emotional well-being. And that is just as important.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do it both ways, both things, that's when you shine.
The sweet spot.
Yeah, that is when, you know, that's the key and the game changer, you know.
Mm. So you've cooked for well-known people.
Some, yes.
Some well-known people like David Beckham. So what did you cook?
For David, I was asked to do to help to make him understand what is nasi lemak. Now, nasi lemak is actually the national dish of Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
It's started as a breakfast dish, but now it's like one of these things that you can have all day dining.
Right.
So the challenge was to make it the healthiest nasi lemak ever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I think that I actually took up that challenge and did a good job of it.
Yes, yes.
He liked it, and but he's not very adventurous with his food, I must say.
I don't think English food is exciting at all, so I'm not surprised that he's not adventurous because it's just very dull in my view. But you obviously, you also are well known on Malaysian television, yes, hosting cooking shows. So I'm so glad that you're here in South Africa to just
Yeah, I think my food. Next challenge is to do a cooking show here as well.
Right.
To be,
right.
To get to know some cooks here, you know, chefs here, and then do a show as well.
Right.
So next time, I'm telling my PR people that, you know, to arrange that.
To make
for
that
me.
Happen.
Yes,
make that
make
happen.
Happen.
We'll be in the audience cheering you on. It was lovely having you here. Uhambe kahle.
Thank you. I haven't learned that one yet.
Well, it's just our way of saying go well.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Geeta.
Thank you.